My name is Will Goldenberg, and I'm a natural history cinematographer.
And a scientist.
And a scientist.
If you love nature documentaries, you've probably seen some video recorded by Arcata's Will Goldenberg. He's worked on shows for Netflix, Nat Geo, the BBC, and Tom Hanks' latest documentary, The Americas, which features footage from around the North Coast.
You guys, honestly, when you see this, there's this salamander that jumps off of 200-foot trees. Somehow, they get shots. The team had to haul filming equipment all the way up to the tops of these giant trees to shoot this.
On today's Talk Humboldt, Goldenberg tells Keith Flamer and Mike Spagna that he looks through the lens as both a cinematographer and as a published scientist, and he's found this to be a mutually beneficial crossroads between art and science. From Goldenberg Studio in Arcata, this is Talk Humboldt.
Hi, I'm Mike Spagna, Interim President at Cal Poly Humboldt, and I'm here with my colleague and friend,
Keith Flamer, President of College of the Redwoods.
And we have the pleasure today to be with Will Goldenberg, who's a nature filmmaker and biologist. So let's start, Will, with this question, which is, why is Humboldt a great place to be as an outdoor filmmaker?
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming to my studio. I really appreciate you being here. I think Humboldt is a fantastic place to be a wildlife filmmaker because I still naturally discover stories. And I'll give you an example of one of my highlight moments, you know, driving around Highway 101 and saying, well, why don't I go down to the mouth of the Klamath River? We'll see what's going on there. And I got to see these massive stellar sea lions hunting salmon. And they rip it apart. So you've got this bright salmon flesh just flying through the air. And so there are those things that are here that are mind-blowing.
So you did film it?
I did film it that day. And later in the week, I got a call from a top producer in England saying, Will, we want this sequence.
So Will, who hires you to do this work?
So usually I will be contacted by a production company. Say, we have a particular shoot on this species. Are you interested and available? They will rent cinematography equipment for me, send it to me, because most shows, they want the latest, greatest stuff. And it's
nice.
Very,
okay.
Yeah, and so you'll just get 10 Pelican boxes shipped to your house, and you load up the truck and go wherever they want you to. You know, I've had the chance to work with David Attenborough, and what he tells young people like me at the time was, if you can make an interesting film on a low budget about some creature that you can find in your backyard, that's going to impress me 100 times more than if you have all the best equipment in the world, went to the best location, and got some great footage. As so many of the shots, especially the fog sequences in the Redwood sequence,
I shot
on a camera that is, you know, just years and years old and not something they would ever have me shoot on. But I was able to use it in such a way where nobody could tell if it was a top-notch camera or my little camera from home. It's just learning how to use the light, learning how to use camera movements. And so really, camera does not matter. If you can see light and use light properly, that's the key. Everything in cinematography is light.
If you woke up in a dream and you heard your phone ring for the best job that you can ever get, what would that call sound like to you?
I think the dream project for me is definitely here in the Redwoods, and it's exploring this upper canopy of the redwood trees even more than we have. We've barely even scratched the surface. And I also really want to tell the story of a single old-growth redwood tree from bottom to top, where we see all of the different creatures that live in it, like this multi-storied skyscraper.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be very
cool. I could see a whole series on
it. Yeah, and there is, in a single tree, the burned-out caves, flying squirrels, you know, mushrooms growing up in the canopy. I mean, just, we didn't even know that this habitat existed until the late 90s, you know. It's still very new. Yeah, Steve Sillett, you know, Cal Poly Humboldt faculty, was really the one who started climbing up there and saying, there's a whole nother world up here. These salamanders will lay their eggs in the canopy, hatch up there, and may never, ever come to the ground, live their whole life up there. Mm. One of the stories I really love telling is the evolution of the sequences that we filmed here for this America's show with Tom Hanks, and how that has dovetailed with the scientific research we've done. And so basically, we were filming a sequence for National Geographic about the wandering salamander. So we just filmed them crawling around the upper canopy. And we had one get sort of to the edge of a little branch that we had on the set, and we're all watching it, and it jumps, and it lands beautifully. Hmm. We're like, that thing didn't just fall off there. It jumped. Very intentional jump. The salamander researcher that we were working with just basically went, oh my gosh. He went and did his PhD on that behavior and found that they do, in fact, skydive from the tops of these trees. So the sequence evolved from just a salamander that lives there. The science told us that they're actually skydiving. Now we had a new sequence to shoot just based on the science. And what we learned from that shoot is we were watching them while we were filming these close-ups. Their toes are translucent, basically.
Yes.
And so we're filming such tight close-ups that you can see the blood flowing through their toes. So again, Christian Brown, the researcher, Dr. Christian Brown, said, what is going on with their toes that is allowing them to do that? And so we did a research project on that where we used camera technology to film this blood flow in high speed, and we published a research paper on that. And so what we found, right when they step, they fill their toe with blood.
Oh, interesting.
And so what we think is happening is if you imagine a balloon, if you wanted a balloon to stick to the surface, you'd want to deflate it as much as possible. But if you wanted that balloon to come off, you're going to want to blow it up. So it's doing that every single step. They take the blood out of it, so it smushes down, and they have lots of surface area. But then when they step, they want to blow it up to be able to get a good toe off. Yeah.
So you're bringing up something very important, which is a lot of people, I think, confuse the fact that art and science are interrelated. And the idea, like you were saying, that in some cases the art will inform the science. Something that you had filmed all of a sudden gets a scientist thinking, I hadn't thought about that, and vice versa.
Absolutely. And so I get to do a little bit of both. Do the scientific research papers, do the filming. 99% of the time, we are piggybacking on a scientific research project that's already in place.
So I'm just, you know, I'm thinking about the language you have to use. So you have to speak the language of cinema, and you have to speak the language of science.
You do. And when you show up at a research camp with somebody who's been studying the species for 25 years, you need to have done your homework on what studies they produced and what area of research they do. And so you don't just show up saying, hey, we're just the film crew. Just show us. You got some critters here, you know?
You have some critters.
You got to be able to talk the talk.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice.
That's a great place to end.
That's a beautiful place.
And you've been so inspiring, Will.
Thank you.
Have enjoyed this time and being able to see this and your passion for
thank
it.
Thank you.
So just wonderful.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you.
From his garage studio in Arcata, that's cinematographer Will Goldenberg on Talk Humboldt. To hear this episode and to see some of the clips that he was talking about, including the flying salamander, visit khsu.org.
Produced at Cal Poly Humboldt.